Welcome to another episode of Thrasher Opera House Presents. I'm going to say this right away this time. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook and Instagram. I always leave that till the end and then I always forget and people don't listen to the end. So we're only like 13 away from 100 YouTube subscribers. And when we get to 100, it's like a big deal. So
it's a great big deal.
We get our own URL.
Yes, we do.
So if you haven't hit that subscribe button, just do it right now. Easy enough. Boop. Oh, we're at 100. So do you know what this week is, Riley?
It's Volunteer Week.
National Volunteer Week, yes. And although at Thrasher, you know, we celebrate our volunteers all the time because we have year-round volunteers who we rely on quite a bit, we do take this week to make sure we recognize them and let them know that just how appreciated they are. And the thought this might be a good opportunity to tell everybody who listens all the things that volunteers do around here.
It seems like volunteers do a lot of work around here. Could you go into some detail about what it is exactly that the volunteers do?
Absolutely. So I think when people think about volunteering at Thrasher, the first thing that comes to mind is volunteering at a concert. If you come to a show here, you're always seeing folks handing out programs and greeting you at the door, selling the artist merch. This is a little known fact. The people selling the artist merchandise do not necessarily travel with the artist. They're actually Thrasher volunteers who get a quick tutorial before the show of what they are selling and then sell the stuff for the artist, because a lot of artists can't afford to bring a merch seller with them on tour. Imagine that. We have a little bar in the back of the Opera House. Our volunteers sit there and sell beverages and Thrasher merch. So those are probably the most visible volunteers we have for our audience members. And that's a super fun gig because you're volunteering, but you're also getting to see the show. And we also have some volunteers who work in the what we call the regular bar, the full bar. And so those are all the spots that folks volunteer when they come to a show. But there's lots of opportunities that aren't show related where we need people to come help us out.
For example,
one of those is with our big membership mailing. So in a couple of weeks, this is exciting, our new season will come out.
Oh.
And you all receive that in the mail. I hope you all receive it in the mail. If you don't, you should sign up to get that in your mailbox. But the folks that stuff and seal and stamp and label that big mailing, those are our volunteers.
Anyone who's ever participated in a mass mailing knows exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know, but with everything, when you get a group of volunteers together for a task like that, it is so much more fun. And I think that's one thing I've really enjoyed about the volunteer group here at Thrasher is you get to know each other. I've gotten to know a lot of really cool people in our community through them volunteering at Thrasher, and just doing those mindless sort of tasks of folding and stuffing and stamping and visiting with them about their lives. Most of these people have known me the whole time I've worked here, and so they knew me before I had my first kid and while I was pregnant with that kid, and then when that kid was born, and now they know her. So I think it's unlike a volunteer job where you just show up, you do your job and leave. You really do get to make some personal connections with those of us who work here and the other volunteers. And I think when people volunteer, that's part of what they're looking for is a connection.
Sure, a connection, maybe a sense of community.
Absolutely.
Some involvement and some sense that you've contributed to the general good and to the improvement.
100%. Coincidentally, the job I was doing before I worked at Thrasher, I was an autism therapist. It was a wonderful job. I met a lot of wonderful people that way. But I didn't form a lot of relationships because you can't necessarily form relationships with your clients or their families. That's generally frowned upon.
Just doesn't work that way.
And so one of the things I was looking for in my next career, whatever that might be, was community, having a community, having a sense of community and working in a place where you can talk to people about their day, about their lives, about their grandkids. And anyway, it's coming through that's something I love about our volunteers, is just getting to know them.
Well, that's just a fringe benefit then.
It is. Mailings, that's a pretty big benefit, right? Doing a mailing, who doesn't want to do that? No. And then we've got this other really awesome group of volunteers that are regulars. We call them the Harvest of Bargains ladies.
Oh, don't forget them.
Dude, you can't. They meet here every Monday.
All year.
All year long, every Monday in the afternoon. Because one of the events Thrasher does is called the Harvest of Bargains. People donate their lightly used items. We hold on to the items all year. And then in September, we have this like rummage sale on steroids. I almost didn't say rummage sale because Barb Balin, our volunteer who is like largely in charge of Harvest of Bargains, doesn't like calling it a rummage sale. Sorry, Barb. It's a rummage sale on steroids, though. Like it's way better than any rummage sale you've ever been to.
So just to be clear, the donations are occurring on an irregular basis throughout the year.
Yeah.
There's not a defined period of time. They come in here and there throughout the year.
They do.
And the volunteers for the Harvest of Bargains keep up on them and catalog them and clean them up as necessary, prepare them for sale, move them around.
Everything down to like if a puzzle comes in, they will do the puzzle to make sure all the pieces are there. Like that's how great these folks are. So if you shop Harvest of Bargains, the stuff you get is going to work and it'll have all its pieces.
You'll get the good stuff.
You'll get the good stuff. You know, like, and folks like that just, they don't exist everywhere. I feel like we've got this really special group of people who really, really care about Thrasher's mission. And whether that be, you know, they got involved because they care about the history of this place and they like that it's a historical building that still exists in our town doing its original intended mission, or they're music fanatics that just love volunteering at the shows and seeing a bunch of different acts every week. I'm thinking of a couple of guys from AMRO, Don and Joe, Don has seen a lot of concerts. I think I should actually interview him on this podcast about all the concerts that he's been to, because he's been to so many. But there's all different reasons why people volunteer here. But I think what keeps them coming back is the sense of community and the mission of Thrasher, and just how darn fun it is. And once in a while, they get to see my cute kid, which people seem to like that, too.
Who wouldn't like that?
Right. And now there's another one coming, so bonus.
Right.
Yeah, and you've gotten to interact with our volunteers over the years. I mean, you've been here way longer than I have, as many of our volunteers have. Oh, am I not supposed to say that? That you've been here longer than I?
I have been here for a long time.
I shouldn't have put it as way longer. That it wasn't meant to be an insult. It was meant to say, like, you know what's going on around here.
We did have electricity when I started.
But yeah, you know, you've gotten to interact with a lot of our volunteers.
I have.
Kim Allen is somebody else, a volunteer we should really give a shout out to.
Kim Allen's been a tremendous help for the Opera House.
Absolutely.
Every time we have an artist who has enough pull to ask for special things and wants a guitar or an amplifier or something like that that we don't necessarily have, Kim will find it. He'll find us one in good condition.
Right. Speaking of somebody who has connections in the music world everywhere.
Yes.
That's Kim.
Yes.
So,
besides being a good musician, he knows all these things. Right.
Another person we have to give a shout out to is Vicky Doer. I'm sure anyone in this community has seen her out and about picking up garbage and recycling from our ditches and streets and sidewalks. But Thrasher has been very blessed to have her as the volunteer coordinator and a board member for the past 23 years. Vicky has recently retired from the board of directors. Well-deserved, well-earned, because the amount of time she has given to this place is like multiple times a week here sorting through our trash and recycling and helping me remember what I need volunteers for, coordinating all those volunteers for every single concert that we have. The list goes on, and there's also going to be a little article in the paper about it. So people should check that out.
Well, that
about
seems,
Vicky.
That seems like the least we can do.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Words can't even express what she has meant to this place.
Right. Because those things that you just described take a lot of time.
Yeah. And, you know, she didn't do it for the glory, certainly.
No, you don't get up early on Sunday morning to sort through recycling for flags and banners.
I keep thinking to myself, if everybody in this world could be a little bit more like Vicky Duer, this world would be a lot better of a place, for real. We're gonna miss her a lot, but she's not going anywhere. We hope she still stays involved somewhat, and we'll definitely still be seeing her. And if you do see her, just give her a thank you, not on behalf of the Opera House, but on behalf of Green Lake and everything she does for multiple organizations in this community.
Just for being a good human being.
Yeah, no kidding. One of the best. So yes, this week we are celebrating National Volunteer Week. We'll get together with our volunteers for a nice breakfast tomorrow morning. And then from there, you know, we're always looking for more volunteers to join this crew.
Sure. Now that Vicky's retired, how can someone who's interested in volunteering become a part of the Thrasher experience?
For sure. We have just a simple form that you can fill out on our website. Go to the tabs on the top, find the volunteer tab. It'll ask you what your interests are, what times you'd be available to volunteer. And then once we have all that information, we'll be in contact and we'll get you on the list for volunteering. Easy.
It's a great way to meet people and see good shows.
When it comes down to it, I think that's about it. Well, I think that sums it up for Volunteer Week here at Thrasher. We could not be more grateful for the crew that we have, and we're looking forward to any person who wants to join that crew.
Sounds good. Till next time.
Till next time.